three or four good patents of our own to get licenses to those. Just think about the things you know yourselves, about the one or two that are held by Apple that are going to give us trouble and that we have been trying for mentions, that hold territory where we know the other people must go. Yes, sorry.
There is a general bigger message with this, which is for those of you who do work for a large corporation, work within your corporation to educate your corporation. Free Software Foundation was getting corporations willing to sign. For many of us, our employment contracts mean that any...
vary a lot.
So we can kind of talk together. for those considering taking out patents on behalf of the community, it's clearly important that those patents be a clear boilerplate that we can use or that we can present to our employers for
stage. But these are the kind of discussions people are having there, like, okay,
something, and it makes sense to do it. We'll find the resources to get you what you need.
Up here.
Question for God. I'm intrigued. If Samuel was finished and you didn't have any votes, what's in the kingdom?
Report all potentially patentable discoveries. As it turned out, Futexes were a co-development with people outside my organization, so regrettably made and was therefore not patentable.
Good job.
Am I the only person who had to deal with the boundary corrupted the PC board design database? And a sad thing.
What about people like Google and other companies that are offering a kind of service-based thing, which they use a huge amount of free software internally? How do we address those? Yeah, like the GPL, the distributing it only internally in your company.
Applications to commons. I think we will do that in a form which allows the author of code a choice whether to require that modifications be returned when code is used for public provision of services or to determine for herself or himself. And I think it has to be organized.
But, simple question. Rusty, what do we have to do to get you on
somebody who is not a programmer? What these concerns are, because I've never had to do it. When I try, I do not cover myself in glory.
Really think you sell yourself short. I mean, do other people here think that it's such a bad idea? Of
course. We understand his jokes.
So, my answer is, of course, it's not going to die. That's a ridiculous answer. We have lots of parallel media happening all the time, but I could barely get one word out. Because the audience was just so like probus. Even if you're someone who does interpreting influence and dentin about Xanadu and the ideas behind Xanadu. So
on HP Collide service.
My crystal ball doesn't extend to ever. There's another set of conferences that are a little different, that are a lot of fun, and the one that Pia mentioned, the Forum International Software Livre, which is held in Porto Alegre, Brazil, is one of the leaders. That one is actually a free software conference in Spain. Almost any one of them, go.
Of any Linux conferences I've been at, and I've been at a lot of them, and so again,
it's on you, bud.
To all the very, very enthusiastic people all over the world that want to run that would be like this one, or OLS or Linux Congress, Many of them...
And the SIS conference, which is a protocol-specific conference, meeting all the other industry participants, and PlugFest. If you need to a PlugFest, if you're interested in a particular protocol or a particular topic, plus the SAMRX-P conference, and I would encourage you to go to the project-specific project for the next 6 months or a year. So
that must be the quality of the stuff. I really enjoy this conference. It's my favourite one.
I just say avoid the ones like Linux World where there's more booths and stuff like that and less technical stuff because it's really just business.
And this is Google Nation Technical Conference, yeah. Those are slightly more living touch. And but there are also some where it's nicely organized, structured, and so on. And other social programmer on the conference. This is good.
One last quick one from Mike. That's it.
Seriously.